कुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 14 सत्यं ब्रवीमि मनुजः स्वयमूर्ध बाहुर यो यो मुकुंद नरसिंह जनार्दनेति जीवो जपत्यनुदिन मरणे रणे वा पाषाण काष्ठा सदृशाय ददात्यभीष्टम्। कुलशेखर महाराज इज सेइंग ओवर हियर सत्यं ब्रवीमि, आई एम स्पीकिंग द ट्रूथ। मनुजः ओ पीपल, so I myself am proclaiming this with urdhva bahu, with my raised hands. So the raised hand indicate that what he is speaking is authoritative, what he is speaking is, he is himself completely confident about it and he is not hesitating. He is ready to proclaim it in public for everyone's attention and retention. Yo-yo mukunda narsimha janardhaneti. So all those people who chant the names of Krishna like Mukunda Narasimha Janardana, Jivo Dir, Japatya Anudinam Marane Raneva. So Anudinam means every day, on a regular basis, and Raneva. So Rane Marane Raneva indicate moments of crisis. So Marane is the time of death, Rane is the time of possible death, and danger is there. So, if somebody can regularly chant the holy names of the Lord and also chant the holy names in the moments of crisis, so the implication by saying chanting in Rane Marane Raneva is that one has actually taken shelter of the holy name. One's chanting is not ritualistic, because if it's ritualistic, then one will not remember Krishna at the time of dangers. One will think about money or whatever else one has cultivated as one's shelter. But if the regular chanting has been to take shelter of Krishna, then naturally at the times of danger one will remember Krishna. And if one does this, what will be the result? Pashana kashta sadrushaya dadatya abhishtam. Abhishtam is that which is very dear to one's heart. So that will become as attractive, sadrushaya. It will become just like pashana kashta, like a stone or a wood. Now, a stone or a wood is something which is practically not at all attractive. If we pass by a road and a stone is lying there or a piece of wood is lying there, we don't even notice it. So what is it that is attractive in this world? Wealth is attractive. The sense objects are attractive. For the males, the female form is attractive. For the female, the males are attractive. So the sense objects and wealth are attractive things in this world. But the holy name de-glamorizes these sense objects. The holy name, by giving us a spiritual connection, arouses our dormant wisdom, by which we can see that actually these material objects are hollow. Their promises of happiness are deceptive. That just as stone and wood in and of themselves cannot give us any happiness, the sense objects of this world also cannot give us any happiness. Actually, it is only our fanciful imagination, because of which we think that the sense objects are a source of great, immense, even irresistible happiness. But that imagination, that illusion, is undercut by the regular chanting of the holy names. Just as a drunkard thinks that a bottle of liquor is a source of great happiness, similarly, as long as we are drunk by material passion, we think that material sense objects are the source of happiness. But just as when a drunk person becomes sober, he understands that actually there is nothing in this bottle of liquor. Similarly, when we become sober, free from the intoxication of material passion, then we also see that the sense objects cannot really offer me any pleasure. And that sobriety results by chanting of the holy names. So chanting awakens our wisdom eye, by which we can no longer be deceived by the illusory appeal of the sense objects, and then we can proceed straight and strong on the path back to Krishna. This vision of wisdom is the gift of the holy name. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.